Section 2.2, Contribution of DUI and Other Hazardous Acts. Incidents of Impaired Driving. For one of every 110 miles driven in Florida in 2000, a presumed impaired person, blood alcohol content of 0.08, sat behind the wheel. In 2008, an estimated total of 22,259 crashes in Florida involved alcohol. These crashes killed 1,169 and injured an estimated 15,736 people. See footnote number 3. The following statistics from the 2008 publication of the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles are an excellent indication of how alcohol and driving affect everyone, and it also highlights which age groups are impacted most significantly. Crash rates for Florida resident drinking drivers in crashes by age groups. See footnote number 4. Age group 15 to 19, crashes 954. Crash rate per 10,000 licensed drivers, 11.89. Fatal crashes, 55. Fatality rate per 10,000 drivers, 0.69. Age group 20 to 24, crashes 2,928. Crash rate per 10,000 licensed drivers, 22.76. Fatal crashes, 158. Fatality rate per 10,000 drivers, 1.23. Age group 25 to 29, crashes 2,371. Crash rate per 10,000 licensed drivers, 17.15. Fatal crashes, 135. Fatality rate per 10,000 drivers, 0.98. Age group 30 to 34, crashes 1,600. Crash rate per 10,000 licensed drivers, 12.49. Fatal crashes, 90. Fatality rate per 10,000 drivers, 0.70. Age group 30 to 39, crashes 1,599. Crash rate per 10,000 licensed drivers, 11.58. Fatal crashes, 87. Fatality rate per 10,000 drivers, 0.63. Age group 40 to 44, crashes 1,560. Crash rate per 10,000 licensed drivers, 10.98. Fatal crashes, 82. Fatality rate per 10,000 drivers, 0.58. Costs. Alcohol is a factor in 25% of Florida crash costs. Alcohol-related crashes in Florida cost the public $7.8 billion in 2000, including $3.5 billion in monetary costs and over $4.3 billion in quality of life losses. Alcohol-related crashes are deadlier and more serious than other crashes. People other than the alcohol-impaired driver paid $4.8 billion of the alcohol-related crash bill. Costs per alcohol-related injury. The average alcohol-related fatality in Florida costs $3.3 million, $1.2 million in property costs, $2.1 million in quality-of-life losses. The estimated cost per injured survivor of an alcohol-related crash averaged $99,000. Costs per drink. The societal costs of alcohol-related crashes in Florida averaged $1 per drink consumed in 2000. People other than the alcohol-impaired driver paid 60 cents per drink. Impact on auto insurance rates. In 2000, alcohol-related crashes accounted for an estimated 10% of Florida's auto insurance payments. Reducing alcohol-related crashes by 17% would save $180 million in claims payments and loss adjustment expenses. Prevention savings. Florida already has many important impaired driving laws. However, a number of additional strategies can be used to mitigate the harm from impaired driving. Enforcing serving impaired persons law. Using undercover police officers to enforce Florida's law against serving alcohol to impaired bar and restaurant patrons would reduce alcohol-related crash fatalities by an estimated 11%. It would cost 30 cents per licensed driver and save $20 per licensed driver. Sobriety checkpoint program. Intensive enforcement of Florida's BAC limit with highly visible sobriety checkpoints would reduce alcohol-related fatalities by at least 15% and save $55,600 per checkpoint, including costs of travel delay and the value of mobility losses by impaired drivers apprehended and sanctioned. The costs of conducting a checkpoint would average $8,300, including police resources. See footnote number 5. Other hazardous acts and distractions. Drivers can participate in other hazardous acts that may or may not be related to alcohol consumption. They include the following: aggressive driving, road rage, speeding, tailgating, running red lights, running stop signs, unsafe maneuvers, riding on the shoulder, and a general disregard of public or personal safety are all signs of aggressive driving. More than 13,000 people have been killed since 1990 in crashes due to aggressive driving. When aggressive driving escalates into road rage and somebody becomes injured or killed, it becomes a criminal offense with the title of road rage. Road rage occurs when drivers allow the aggressive driving committed by them or others to affect their driving and judgment, letting their anger get the best of them and turning their automobiles into 3,000-pound weapons. Speeding. Speeding is one of the most prevalent factors in crashes. In 2007, speeding was a contributing factor in 31% of all fatal crashes, and 13,040 lives were lost in speeding-related crashes. Speeding affects the way a driver handles a vehicle because it prevents the driver from being able to control the vehicle around curves and bends. It increases braking distance. It also increases the distance that the vehicle travels before the driver can react to a dangerous situation. See footnote number 6. Cellular phones. In 1985, there were 345,000 cell phones. In 2002, there were more than 135 million cell phone users. Cell phones distract drivers, preventing them from driving in a safe manner. Dialing, searching for a number, or even reaching for the phone can distract the driver just long enough to cause a crash. In addition to cell phones, drivers can have computers and wireless faxes installed in their vehicles, making their vehicles virtual offices, places to work and not drive. It is very dangerous to try to work and drive at the same time. See footnote number 7. Grooming. Have you ever seen a driver driving the car and putting on mascara or lipstick or shaving at the same time, with their eyes in the rearview mirror and not on the road? This is extremely dangerous. Eating. Trying to drive and hold a sandwich or reach for French fries at the same time can distract a driver long enough to cause a crash. Reading maps, newspapers, books, or magazines. Having your eyes on a book and not on the road is a very hazardous situation. Summary. We have seen it all and are probably all guilty of some form of hazardous act or distraction at one time or another, but according to the National Highway and Traffic Safety Administration, distractions and driver inattention are a cause of 25% of all crashes nationwide. See footnote number 8. Footnotes for Chapter 2. Footnote 1. NHTSA Traffic Safety Facts 2007. Overview pages 1 and 2. Footnote 2. Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles Traffic Crash Statistics Report 2008, page 2. Footnote 3. NHTSA PIER Impaired Driving in Florida 2000, page 2. Most current data available. Footnote 4. National Center for Statistics and Analysis State Traffic Safety Information 2007, Florida, pages 1 through 3. Footnote 5. NHTSA PIER Impaired Driving in Florida 2000, pages 1 and 2, most current data available. Footnote 6, NHTSA Traffic Safety Facts 2007, speeding, page 1. Footnote 7, NHTSA National Center for Statistics and Analysis Cell Phone Use on the Roads in 2002, page 15. Footnote 8, NHTSA Driver Distraction Research 2000, page 2, most current data available.